Good morning, everybody. Now, you may be interested in hearing this because I finally had a dream about being the script cabinet. And it was kind of weird and it turned kind of sour. But anyway, it started out, I was in a hotel room and I went down the elevator. And then I was walking around this convention center. And then I realized that I was at some, like, it was like Playlist Live, but it wasn't Playlist Live. It was like a YouTube convention for ASM artists and like voice actors and such. And it was really cool. So I was just walking around, but it felt kind of redundant because, well, I've never done a face reveal. I'm not going to do a face reveal for quite a long time. And I found Yuri Voice, which that was the first guy I met, which, by the way, I mean, it's no surprise. I knew what Yuri Voice looks like because, well, he's been in the public eye for like his whole like voice acting career. And so I was like just chatting it up with him, like, hey, like, how's it going? And then I realized that we were both on a panel together. So we walked to the stage together. And then as we're walking, we see this line, a very long line that like wrapped around the building for somebody. And we had no idea who it was, but we got to the front of the line and we were just like, wait, who are these people all waiting to see? And then I got to the front of the line and I saw a bunch of bears. And then I was like, wait, why am I even questioning it? And then I saw what was my interpretation of Cardlyn Audio. And I was so excited, but like, I couldn't say hi to them because like we had to like go to the stage. But I just kind of walked past and I waved at him and he waved back at me. And I was like, oh my God, hi, I wrote for you a couple times. And we all get off of you. But yeah, keep doing what you're doing. And I was just so awkward and I felt so bad. But anyway, we get to the stage and the stage manager, this was kind of weird. He said that he wanted us to like go on the stage one by one and like talk into the microphone and have the audience guess who we were and then like sit down on like the couches that were there. And now we were just like, okay. And so everybody's going out, which it was weird because Yuri Voice went out, but like he's already done a face reveal. So like that was weird. But then as I'm standing there, I look behind me and I see my interpretation of Icy Narrates. And okay, so recently I listened to one of his audios called, I think it was called like the Blue Rose King. And that audio just had my heart. And he looked like that king photo that you see on the thumbnail, but like without like all the fancy garb and the roses. So, you know, like he was like blonde and he was just wearing like regular clothes. And I was like, oh my fucking God, that's Icy Narrates, but I can't talk right now because I'm about to go on stage. So I go out there and I don't remember being nervous, but what I do remember thinking was, okay, coming from a lighting designer background, I could understand why we were lit, but when just the stage is lit, you can't see the audience. Like, except for like maybe like a couple rows in the front, because that way, like, the light is reflecting off the stage and you can see like some of the audience members, but not all of them. And then the audience was lit. So I thought that that was a very like weird choice, but it happened. So I was like, okay. And I can see everybody. And so I just start talking normally. I just say like, hi, thank you guys so much for coming. We really appreciate you being here. And nobody's saying anything. Nobody said anything to me. But then I decide to switch it over and I go, hi. Kept your bathtub full, just like I asked. And everybody roared. Everybody screamed and applauded and they finally recognized me. And I was so happy. I know this kind of sounds self-indulgent, but I was just really happy that that happened. And so I go back there and I sit down and I see Icy Narrates is like doing his thing. But then in the corner of my eye, I look down at the wing to see who's coming next. And I see this guy. And he was like a, not like a strawberry blonde, but like a light brown hair. And like, he wore glasses. And he wasn't husky. He was more like a, like he was muscular, but not an athlete. You know, like not scrawny, not fat, somewhere just in between. It was just, it was a guy. And then he walks on the stage and people are very confused because he's not saying anything into the microphone. And then he like opens his mouth to speak, but then he doesn't say anything. And then the crowd booed him. And I was like, oh my God, why are you so fucking rude to him? And then he walks off the stage. And I think it was in that moment when I realized that he was my interpretation of Nahuru's things. And I felt so bad, which, by the way, while we're at it, don't start any drama in the comments, please. It's done and gone. I don't want to start anything. Anyway, I get up and I try to get off stage and try to find him to, like, comfort him because, like, you know, it sucks to get booed off stage, you know? But then as I'm in the wings, the scenery changes and suddenly I'm in my room where my older half-brother and his girlfriend are tearing my room apart. They're like taking all the books off my bookshelf and just flinging it out. They're going through my drawers. They're flinging everything across the room and my desk. They were fucking up my desk. And I was crying for them to stop, but they didn't. And then once they were done, they just left. And then I was in the middle of like this mess and I felt awful. And then I woke up. So yeah, that was my dream as a voice actor. Well, anyway, I hope that you are having a great start to your day or continuation of your day whenever you hear this, or good night. Yeah, I can't decide. Just, I don't know. Thanks for listening.